Listening Library presents Ranger's Apprentice, Book 2, The Burning Bridge, by John Flanagan. Read for you by John Keating. Prologue. Halt and Will had been trailing the Wargulls for 3 days. The four heavy-bodied, brutish creatures, foot soldiers of the rebel warlord Morgarath, had been sighted passing through Redmond Fief, heading north. Once word reached the ranger, he had set out to intercept them, accompanied by his young apprentice. Where could they have come from, Holt? Will asked, during one of their short rest stops. Surely we've got Three-Step Pass well and truly bottled up by now. Three-Step Pass provided the only real access between the Kingdom of Araluin and the Mountains of Rain and Night, where Morgarath had his headquarters. Now that the kingdom was preparing for the coming war with Morgarath, a company of infantry and archers had been sent to reinforce the small permanent garrison at the narrow pass until the main army could assemble.
"That's the only place where they can come in sizable numbers," Holt agreed. "But a small party like this could slip into the kingdom by way of the barrier cliffs."
Morgarath's domain was an inhospitable mountain plateau that towered high above the southern reaches of the kingdom. From Three-Step Pass in the east, a line of sheer, precipitous cliffs ran roughly due west, forming the border between the plateau and Araluin. As the cliffs swung southwest, they plunged into another obstacle called the fissure, a huge split in the earth that ran out to the sea, and separated Morgarath's lands from the kingdom.